Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Okay, and I see there's a Conservation Day at the Capitol. What is this day all about?
Well, we're bringing sportsmen and outdoor enthusiasts, conservationists from all across Missouri together to hopefully raise awareness of how important conservation is to our state. A lot of people get stuck in singular ideas. Some deer hunters think, you know, deer hunting is conservation, and water resource people think water is conservation. Well, what the Federation does is we bring all those singular interests together under one big umbrella. And this day is an opportunity for us to expose each other to these different parts of conservation in Missouri, as well as to expose our elected officials to all these different individuals who represent groups, who represent different interests in conservation across the state.
You're banding together a lot of people with a lot of different visions and interests, but it looks like all conservation is good for Missouri.
It is. It's very much like a bicycle wheel. You know, you've got conservation right in the middle, but then you've got all these different spokes that lead to that hub. And it's important to have a voice for each one of those spokes, but it's also important to have a unified voice. And that unified voice is to promote the importance of our conservation funding, to promote our support of the authority of conservation in Missouri, and just really a celebration of how incredible we have it here in the Show Me State.
That's a very good example, a good visual to draw to people and our listeners. Are these conservation-minded organizations lobbying for anything or simply passing out educational information?
Yeah, this is in no way a lobbying event. If you've ever spent time in the Rotunda, you'll see that there's constantly events going on exposing legislators to different issues, whether it's nursing board associations or the Association of Grocers. We're just another group that's coming together to inform and educate, thank our legislators for their support of conservation. It's not a lobbying event in any way. It's just a coming together and showing support, passing out information, educating each other, educating legislators about what we're doing and our different missions. And, again, an opportunity to say thank you for everything that they do to support legislation that helps conservation in Missouri.
Okay, and speaking of thank you, the press release says citizens can meet their legislators and thank them for protecting conservation in Missouri. Which legislators will be there, and what bills or programs targeted at conservation will exactly be, is this exactly talking about?
Well, this is during the session, so we never know which legislators will walk out and tour the booths. But in third floor, you normally see most of them at some point throughout the day. So we hope that they'll take the time to come out and introduce themselves around to some of the booths and maybe find some friends that they already know and make some new ones. It's not geared towards any specific legislation at all. Again, it's just an information and education awareness event to introduce yourselves to other organizations, to legislators, and to let them know that conservation is important to me, and I thank you now and also in advance for anything you may do to help protect conservation across the state of Missouri.
Well, that's good. It's kind of a unified front with the legislators and these organizations. The Conservation Federation of Missouri, do they put this event on once a year or multiple times a year?
This is the inaugural Conservation Day at the Capitol. We are very proud of the fact that a number of students have banded together to create their own new organization called the Missouri Collegiate Conservation Alliance. And we are helping them in some financial aspects to sponsor buses from universities across the state. I don't know exactly which universities are all going to attend, but I do know that from Mizzou, we have over 200 students signed up to ride buses alone. So we expect a big presence of the next generation of conservationists, and I think in the future you're going to see this event continue to grow.
Okay, so this is, the CFM has been around for a long time, but this collegiate version of it is new.
Yeah, the collegiate version, it's their own organization. It's not a CFM organization. See, the Conservation Federation is truly a federation made up of other conservation organizations. We call those our affiliate groups. So everyone from Ducks Unlimited to Whitetails Unlimited to Audubon Society to the National Wild Turkey Federation, they all join the Conservation Federation so we can operate as a unified voice across the entire state. So this year we may have an issue with deer. Next year it could be a tree disease. The year after after that, it could be water quality issues. Whatever it may be, the Federation comes together and operates as a unified voice. And the Missouri Collegiate Conservation Alliance is just going to be another one of those affiliates. However, it'll be made up of the group that we're all trying to reach, which is the younger generation, the up-and-coming conservationists of the future.
Very cool. So does CFM, are they at the Capitol often?
I spend a number of days down there during the session, so...
Presence is known.
Yeah, we're doing a really good job of working with the legislature and getting to know the people that we need to get to know, and we're down there on a regular basis. We as in me.
Yes, representing your organization. Well,
yeah.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
You can go to our website. It's www.confedmo.org. That's CONFEDMO, short for Conservation Federation of Missouri, and find all the details about Conservation Day at the Capitol on April 2nd, as well as learn a little bit more about the Conservation Federation. So really just hope to have a great turnout. 500 people is our goal. I think we're going to far surpass that. But what an opportunity for citizens to come down, make their voice heard, learn about a bunch about other organizations and conservation across the state of Missouri. One of the greatest conservation states in America, no question about it.
I firmly believe that as well. Well, thank you, Mr. Butler.
Thank you very much.